Now, I have said back to your seats, because I think the secret of all age is to keep moving. But if children would like to come to sit on the mat, we're going to listen to God's word now. So, now, hands up if you've got a favourite toy. Yes. Maybe a favourite cuddly. What's your favourite toy? You like Pingu. Pingu the penguin? Yes. You like your teddy bear? We've got a Pingu bear. Daisy, have you got a favourite toy? A huge monkey that wraps around you. We love, don't we, favourite toys. Cuddly toys, especially popular and especially favourite. Hands up if you've ever lost your favourite cuddly toy. You look and you can't find it. Did you feel happy or sad? You feel sad. Sad face. You can't see your cuddly toy. You feel sad. So what did you do? Did you go looking for it, searching? Did you ask Mummy and Daddy, where is Pingu? Where is my favourite cuddly toy? And Mummy or Daddy know that if they don't find it, then you are not going to sleep very well that night. There could be all sorts of cuddly toys to choose from. We love looking, don't we, for our cuddly toys. If we lose them, we feel sad, and then we hunt. We look around to make sure we can find them again. Grown-ups, very straightforward, the same question. We all know the feeling when you lose the key, something like that. But have you lost something precious to you? Have you ever misplaced a photograph or a gift, something that means more to you than the humdrum of life? And you know you've got to turn your life upside down to find it. You know that feeling? You are desperate to search for it. Well, in today's Bible reading, Jesus tells a very short story to help us understand how much God loves us. And it's amazing because we find out God searches and saves and celebrates when he finds lost people. So we're going to need both ears here. Hands up if you can. Pull these ears out. I need two ears. We're going to need both ears. It's not a one-ear listen. We need both ears because God's speaking. And India is very kindly going to come up and read to us. So Luke chapter 15, you'll find it on page 1048. 1048, Luke chapter 15.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent.
Brilliant, India, thank you very much. Grown-ups, you keep that open. Younger people, we're going to think about what Jesus means when he shares that story, because he tells an amazing story to show us exactly what God's love is like, because God searches and saves and celebrates when he finds lost people. Now, shall we just think about what was going on? Hands up if you love eating. Brilliant, me too. Some not so sure. Okay, I love eating. Hands up if you love dinner. Yes, Jesus too. He was sat eating. He was at a meal, okay? He was having dinner. And he was having dinner with naughty people. Grown-ups, tax collectors and sinners, those people who everyone in society knew were bad. Think of the naughtiest person in your school. Not in your class. In school. Via knows who it is. I'm not going to ask you their name. But place somebody who's the naughtiest person in the whole school. And imagine, they get their pat lunch, and they wander in, and they see Jesus sat in the dining hall, and they sit down with Jesus. And you think, what are they doing? What is Jesus doing eating with them? Jesus should tell them to go away and come and sit with us instead. We're much nicer people. Put your hand down, Vera. I'll come to you in a moment. Is that all right? Well done. You're listening brilliantly. We're much nicer than the naughtiest person in school. Grown-ups, we're not to miss, even in that opening verse, what is going on. This is the equivalent, as people listen to Jesus, of Jesus eating with Harvey Weinstein. Anybody who everyone would agree, you're thinking, what is Jesus doing with him? What is he doing eating with her? What sort of person is Jesus if that's the company they keep? And so Jesus, knowing that, he tells them a story about a shepherd to help them understand what God's love is like, because it's nothing like ours. Now, I could do with a volunteer. Would you like to volunteer, Via? Would you like to dress up as a shepherd?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, that might just buy us some time. Good. I put words in your mouth. Brilliant. Here we go. This is what shepherds wear. Certainly in first century Palestine, they wore very thick, fleecy dressing gowns, like this. What have I done with it? That's it. Here we go. They wore very important tea towels. It all feels quite like Christmas, doesn't it? Here we go. And then this goes around here. They wore a tie to keep it on. Brilliant. Who is this? This is Via, and she is a... It's obvious, of course, she is exactly that. So, now, the story tells us, grown-ups, look down in your Bibles, we can do the maths. There was a man who was a shepherd, and he had 100 sheep. How many sheep?
No sheep.
No sheep. No, he had 100 sheep. Loads of sheep. But then he lost one sheep. One sheep. Now, how's your maths? 100 take away one. Oh, so close. Two. We could keep going, but let's try and speed it up. 100 take away one is?
99.
99, well done. 100 take away one. He had 99 sheep left, and he lost one. How are you feeling about your lost sheep? Are you happy or sad?
Sad.
Yeah, the shepherd's sad. He's lost the sheep. Now, you might think, he thought, hang on a minute. I've lost one. The mountains are pretty dangerous. I've got 99 others, to be honest. It's not that bad. I've plenty more. But no, Jesus is clear. The shepherd goes searching everywhere for the lost sheep. Leaves the 99 and goes searching. Hey, Thea, let's go searching. Let's go looking. You've lost a sheep. You're looking worried. Can we see a sheep round here? Can we see any sheep? Can we see any sheep round here? Who's that?
Sheep.
It's a sheep. There he is. It's a pretty cool fleecy technicolor coat. Look at that. Now, you found your sheep. Now, do you think Thea is happy or sad? Happy. Are you happy?
Yeah.
You're happy? Yeah. You think you can keep it, don't you? That's going to be a tough one. Now, Thea's very happy because she's found her lost sheep. Verse 5 tells us the shepherd found the sheep. He searched for the sheep and he found the sheep. And wonderfully, we're told he saves the sheep. Because what do you think the shepherd did when he found the sheep? Do you think the shepherd went up to the sheep and said, Do you think he went up to the sheep and said, found you, bye, and wandered off? No, of course not. Do you think he went up to the sheep and said, found you, now, come with me again, don't get lost this time? No, of course not. Do you think he said, found you, now let me suggest to you an alternative path that you could perhaps choose through this life, that, which may bring some blessings and benefits, and it's totally up to you if you'd like to follow? No. Verse 6 tells us the shepherd makes sure he gets the sheep home. Do you know what the shepherd did in the story? Could grown-ups look in their Bibles? No, actually, in the story, he put the sheep on his back, because they're so big and heavy. Can you put your hands up over your back? And carried it all the way home. He picked up the sheep, put it on his back, and carried it all the way home to save this sheep. He was not going to lose that sheep. He loves that sheep, and he makes sure the sheep gets home. Grown-ups, we can see the inference of what Jesus is saying. The sheep will get there, but the sheep is a lost soul, a lost sinner. And why doesn't Jesus go up and say, hey, here's some options, you might want to follow me? Because he knows the lost soul is weak and helpless, and the only way they get home is for the shepherd to put the sheep on their back and take them there. God himself saves the sheep. And that is extraordinary, because what is amazing, Via, up you get again. There she is. Shepherd Via has got all the way home, having carried the sheep all the way. She's feeling very happy. What do you think the shepherd did when they got home? They threw a massive, massive party. The Bible says, Jesus says in the story, that heaven celebrates. So now, Via, look, I made this myself, a triple whammy party popper. Right, I'll hold it, you pull it. Ready? Steady? There was a party. Oh, you're worried. Ready? Me too. Here we go. Ready? Steady? Hey! There was a great party. Because The shepherds searched for the sheep, saved the sheep, and then celebrated. And Jesus said, God is a shepherd just like that. He searches and saves and celebrates when he finds lost people. It's fantastic news. You've listened brilliantly. Go back to your seats and we're going to think just for a few more minutes about what that might mean. Thank you very much, Veer. Back to your seats, guys. Go and find your grown-ups. Darcy, do you want to take that one? Thank you. I think a round of applause for our shepherd, don't you? Thank you, Veer. Take a bow. You can keep that one. Well done, guys. Back to your seats. Back we go. Well done, Lion. Well done. Find your grown-ups. Go and find some of your packed supper. Now, let's just be really clear. Older readers, you might well want to just stick a Bible under your nose there. And Luke chapter 15. Now you're back in your seats. Because Jesus says, we are like the lost sheep in the story. Our sin, just as we've sung about, means we're like sheep that go astray. We think we don't need God, so we wander through life without him. But wonderfully, as we've sung, and as Jesus says in the story, God loves us. He can't just leave us lost. He's like the shepherd searching for lost people. Even the naughtiest person in the whole school, the person we can't possibly think we'd be bothered to look for, God searches and saves. And wonderfully, again, as we saw with Veer, with the sheep on her back, we're told that sin leaves us weak and helpless. We're not the sheep wandering round looking for God. No, he's the God, the shepherd, searching for us. And so when he finds us, he saves us. It is like putting the sheep on his back and taking them home. Jesus died for our sins on the cross. That's why we have a cross. Again, younger people, we see the cross right there. That's why it's front and center in church. So that we'd never forget that God searches and saves lost sheep. And wonderfully, the reason the cross is empty is because Jesus died, but rose again, beating death and taking us home. What does that show us of God's love? It shows us it's nothing like the sort of thing we were trying to be told to demonstrate our love in with Valentine's Day. No, this is a love that stops at nothing to bring sinners home. And when someone trusts Jesus died for their sin, God doesn't say, well, there's another one. I've already got 99. No, God searches, saves, and celebrates when he finds lost souls. I think that gives us three wonderful things to take with us into the week. Something for our head, something for our hearts, and something for our hands. Very simply, think about our heads of a truth like that. God searches, saves, and celebrates when he finds lost people. Think of our heads. What a thought that the day you trusted Jesus, that God and all of heaven celebrated over you. Have you ever thought about that? God himself celebrating with joy that you are home. That is an extraordinary thought. And I find that quite a challenge. You know, I hear sometimes, and I'm sure you do too, about those times that so-and-so has put their trust in Jesus too. They've become a Christian. And too often my response is something like, well, let's see. Maybe. Let's see where they're at in a few weeks, months. And yet God and heaven celebrates with joy. Friends, take that thought into this week about how God searched, saved, and celebrated over you. I take it that puts an awful lot of other things that we in our heads this week into great perspective. It doesn't make them go away, but it puts them into wonderful perspective of his love. That's our heads. What about our hearts? I think flowing straight from that, what a reassurance In all of life's challenges and trials, I've got mine, and I'm privileged as a pastor of a church to know that you have yours. In all of life's challenges and trials, as we look at the cross, we can be very sure of God's love for us. That he isn't like perhaps a first century Palestinian shepherd who would leave, who might well think, well, I can lose one. No, God searches and saves sinners. Everyone. That's our heads, that's our hearts. Finally, our hands. What do we do? Did you spot the irony, perhaps grown-ups, in verse 7? As Jesus, in such a simple parable, makes it plain that the 99, who are those sheep in this story? Well, it's those who ironically think they're okay. That's who they are in the parable. They'd be the ones saying, well, I'm not lost. The ones saying, I don't need saving. It's very, very topical for our culture today, isn't it? I know people like that. I was once a person like that. I'm sure you know people like that. And so truth like this surely means that as we keep speaking of the reality of sin and the love of our Savior, well, we pray that those people we know might hear of the love of a God who will search and save and celebrate should they come home. That is a love that should transform our minds, our hearts, and our hands as we proclaim it. You've listened tremendously well. Let me pray for us as we finish our time looking at God's word. Loving Father, we praise and thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who you sent to search for and save the lost. And so we pray that the comfort of knowing the depth of your love that knew no limits would take us into the week ahead secure in that truth. And so, Father, we pray that as we feel assured knowing your love, you'd help us to proclaim it, to share it, that more and more lost souls, lost sinners would come to know you too. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.